from the U.S., 16 million Americans are receiving unemployment assistance as Joe Biden takes office, by Alexandra Hutzler. President Joe Biden faces a set of massive economic crises as millions of Americans remain unemployed amid the coronavirus pandemic. Around 900,000 workers filed for initial jobless claims last week, the U.S. Department of Labor said Thursday. First-time unemployment claims have surmounted 750,000 per week since last summer and jumped to 926,000 for the week ending January 9. The data released by the Labor Department also showed that 15,994,519 people were still claiming some form of unemployment benefits through all government programs as of the week ending January 2, a significant increase from the 2.2 million claims filed in the same week last year. Biden, who was sworn into office on Wednesday, has vowed to prioritize the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting economic downturn in the early days of his administration. In his inaugural address, Biden said that we can reward work, rebuild the middle class, and make health care secure for all. The president has laid out a $1.9 trillion emergency relief plan to tackle the twin crises of the coronavirus pandemic and the deteriorating economy. The package includes an expansion of the child tax credit, a $1,400 stimulus payment, $350 billion in state and local government aid, and increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. The wide-ranging legislation would also extend the eviction and foreclosure moratoriums until the end of September. To help curb the rising number of coronavirus cases across the country, the relief plan would set aside $50 billion for virus testing and $20 billion for a national vaccine program in partnership with state and local governments.